We covered this a little bit yesterday, stuffing and dressing.
Yeah.
And some also call it, there's a third name for it I'd never heard before, filling, which makes sense. According to Food and Wine magazine, those terms are totally interchangeable.
Huh.
According to an article that came out this month, stuffing, dressing, and filling, which is kind of lesser used, all are pretty much the same thing. But the variation of recipes this article was covering is vast.
Yeah.
The first published recipe was in 1796, and that involved beef suet, soft wheat bread, 3 eggs, and some spices, a little bit of wine. Fill the bird therewith and sew up. Hang down to a steady, solid fire, basting frequently with salt and water, and roast until a steam emits from the breast. Mm. That's a 1796 way to do your Thanksgiving turkey. But some other stuffing formulas they tell us about. Shrimp and squash. I've not tried that.
No.
I would
no,
do a certain kind of squash I hadn't heard of before. Tamales. So a South, kind of a Tex-Mex thing. Oysters and saltines.
Ugh. A lot of people put oysters in their stuffing.
And Ryan Burrow, our news director, he does what's become, I think, kind of a classic thing is to put White Castle sliders in there.
Yeah. I saw that on the Post. Go to WGNradio.com. Yeah. You can see me in my kitchen last year. You see Lou Manfredini smoking a bird. He's hosting 53 people tomorrow. But, that stuff used to gross me out. I never started eating stuffing until I was 40 and started making it myself.
I love it. I think it's my number one Thanksgiving item. But I'm wondering what can't you put in there? It seems like if they're savory ingredients, things like my mom does it, and it's crumbly sausage, pork sausage.
I remember once my sister didn't know how to do it, so she put Italian sausage in instead.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, it didn't come out right.
Oh.
My mom
did anybody tell her?
My mother did. She was what? She said, well, you said sausage.
I love that. All right, Tony, what's your story today?
Yeah, so mine's sports related, but it could be related to other areas of life as well, and talking about superstitions and routines. And I found an article here, and it kind of went through some of those kind of wild superstitions that certain sports fans have. Said that about 25% of people will carry out unusual rituals ahead of games to improve the luck of their team. And then when watching at home, 23% must sit in the same part of the sofa for any game.
Yeah.
And then there's others that 22% will refuse to watch a certain game with people that they don't like or that they feel will make their team not play so well.
Ha.
Which I thought that one was kind of funny.
My friend Sheila is a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, and if they're losing, she has to start ironing. And if she's not ironing, she doesn't think they're going to win the game. She irons the sheets for the whole house during Kansas City Chiefs games.
You ever burned any of them?
I tell her, what are you doing? This is like the...
That's funny.
This is crazy.
Yeah, there were certain games a couple years ago when the White Sox were good where I wouldn't leave the family room. Even if I was thirsty, had to go to the bathroom, whatever, I wouldn't leave. Because of whatever was going on, they were winning.
That's right, because you might influence the game from your living room.
Exactly.
I know, we're all so crazy, aren't we? All right, hit Mary's music.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Okay, so I was watching a couple of college games this weekend, so Tony, pay attention. Football, that is. And I noticed, what is going on? Are they cutting up their uniforms? They're so risque now. They're wearing the cropped jerseys. They're showing almost all their legs. There's no pads. Do they want to get injured? What's the deal?
I have seen a lot of teams or certain players where it looks like they're almost wearing shorts.
Yes, they're wearing the short. You know, usually the pants go below their knees, right? I would say. Now they're wearing hardly no size. It used to be just the kickers, that would dress like that. Now they're all the running backs. They're all dressing. I'm like, where are their clothes? They're going to get injured even more. I don't know. I'm just worried. I'm worried.
Yeah, you're right. I saw it last Saturday, and I thought, I guess the uniforms changed, and I haven't really been paying attention.
But is that a change for the better?
I think it's a free-for-all. I don't know.
I mean, I can see a lot more six-packs, which is kind of fun, but,
Wouldn't you think they'd make things a lot more uncomfortable, too, though? with clothing being that way?
Yeah, it just looked like, I mean, pretty soon, what are they going to do, remove the pads? You know, it just looks dangerous to me, that's all.
And thank you to the person who, and the more than one person who sent pictures of their Cabbage Patch dolls that they obviously still have available. This one said, meet Mr. Roland Chansey from the 80s, still smells like baby powder.
Oh, I got to find my daughters. I'm on a mission now.
Yeah, I think mine's in a box somewhere deep in the basement. Not sure where. We'll talk about some more of those gifts that we used to stand in line for on Black Friday coming up after 5 o'clock. The news is on the way, and the latest from the two National Guardsmen who were shot in Washington, D.C. Boy, it's been a crazy afternoon, especially when the governor of West Virginia said that they had died and then later said, I'm wrong. They didn't die. Bob Kessler has the facts next from the Northwestern Madison Newsroom.